This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Say What Now. You have me, John, your host. And you have here to my left, you have Deshaun as the co-host. And as you do see, we do not have our other co-host, Shay, because my cousin is recovering from a wedding. So congratulations to her, not her wedding, but one of her friend's wedding. So congratulations to her friend on her nuptials. Proud of you. We support you. Let's see. First and foremost, I would like to dedicate today's episode to my friend and her daughter that was reported missing earlier this week. That was on the news. So she was one of my coworkers. So I want to dedicate this show to her, Sharday. So this will be dedicated to you. All right. I don't want to say nothing else. I'm finna start getting emotional. As y'all can see here to my right, we have a brand new guest host today, and I'm gonna let her introduce herself. And her name is Miss Tamika.
Hey everyone, I am Tamika. I've been knowing John a little over a year, and I'm glad to be here and looking forward to the interesting topic.
Okay. All right, so as y'all do know, we're gonna go ahead and read our disclaimer for the show so everybody can know that, you know, what goes on the show is what's on the show. So the thoughts, views, and opinions of the show expressed by the host, co-host, and the guest host, whether they're here in person or virtual, is for entertainment purposes only. We are not here to be judgmental, shady, or petty. No matter the topic, we are here to just be, to laugh and have fun. We are not here to be exposing ourselves or anything. All right, so we got that out the way. So as y'all do know, we are on this new, what'd you say? As y'all do know, we are in the new season of this show. And I no longer know the topic of the show, so I did, at the beginning of the season, have all our followers and subscribers to DM us and email us to ask us, you know, this is what I want y'all to talk about on the show. So, since we have another guest host today, we're going to let Tamika peek, and we're going to spin the wheel. And then, after we discuss that, I got one more announcement that I want to say. So, Tamika, pick a number 1, 2, or 3. Because I'm going to stop saying between 1 and 3 because they be like, oh, this is 2. So you can pick 1, 2, or 3.
I'm going to say 2.
You're going to pick number 2. So she picked number 2. We're going to go from the wheel 2. All right. So on this wheel, it has a list of our topics. If it has guest host choice, that means you choose the topic. It's all on you. You get to choose whatever you want us to talk about. If it say co-host, you get to choose. In this case, he probably going to spin again. You can spin again if you want to say spin again. If you can't come up with nothing, you can spin again.
The shame. So,
yeah. I mean, they landed on you last week.
Oh, well, it did.
Yeah,
it did.
So call a thing. All right, so y'all ready? All right, so today's topic is choosing a partner overseas.
Huh?
So I'm gonna let y'all ponder on that. Now, let me go into my announcement because I do want to. I appreciate everyone that follows this show. I appreciate all our friends, supporters, family, everybody. And to the people that come in, I love y'all too. Because without y'all, it wouldn't be no show. So for the people that say, you know, I want to listen to this show and see what they're talking about. Now, last week's topic, we did talk about the LGBTQIAPTQRS+ community. We mean I don't discriminate towards nobody of no community. I feel like I am biased in some way, but I don't have no hate or discrimination towards a person of their community. So with those comments that was asked of by one person saying that we were lying and being weird, and for the other person that said that the first 10 minutes of the show was bullshit, I invite y'all to come on the show.
Yep.
Come on the show, be a part of the show, give us better ratings if you feel like you can add on to those type of ratings. Because for the person that said the first 10 minutes of the show was bullshit, maybe you have another way of expressing for the show to not be bullshit. So, and for the person that said we were weird and liars, I didn't lie. I don't feel like I did. Did you lie?
I did not.
I don't feel like I was weird. I don't feel like Janae was, but I don't think Janae was weird on the show. But, you know, I invite y'all to come on the show. Now, I do know that one of our previous guest hosts, she did comment on the show about Deshaun. So I don't know if you read the comment, but she said you are not a one. And that was Adrenal.
What's a one?
So, you know, our previous episodes, I do give people a freak number when I meet them.
Okay.
And Deshaun says that his freak number is a one.
Three, probably.
Three. But if you go back and watch the show, okay, Deshaun explains a lot on that show that does not give him a freak number of a three or a one. It gives him a freak number of a 25, what he done did. So, in every episode, he comes up and say, oh, no, I don't have that number. I'm just the one. So, woo, whoop-de-doo. Yeah. So, again, I ask y'all to come on the show so that we won't have no discrepancy, because I don't want no one to feel like they're, you know, being left out or anything. I want everybody to feel welcomed on the show and all that great stuff, you know. So, let's get into today's topic. So, choosing a partner overseas. So, as you know, most people go on TV shows like 90 Day Fiancé and, you know, or be catfished. And they meet them, their love, their soulmate or whatever from across the seas. Mm-hmm. Would you choose a partner overseas? Or do you want them to be in the continental USA? I'm going to let Tamika answer that.
That's kind of iffy, like, because on the show, like, they're kind of bonding and kind of getting to know now. If it's a connection,
yeah,
kind of, but just going, say I'm going to get me some back cross seas, I don't think so. I like over here.
You like
it? I like it over here.
You like to be continental?
Yeah, I like it over here.
What about you, Deshaun? Would you choose a partner overseas?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, I want you. I want you in the here. I can't do. I don't think I'd be good at long distance.
But I'm saying if you. Okay. Well, I'm going to spare that to the next question after I say my part.
Okay.
But you wouldn't choose?
I don't want to do long distance.
Okay.
I can't.
Me personally, I would choose somebody from overseas. Now, with that being said,
but how would you meet them? Like,
I mean, of course you're going to meet them online.
Okay, that's up to online.
Yeah. Or, I mean, they could be visiting from over here. I mean, visiting here for, like, a trip or something, and they got to go back home. But I feel like I would date somebody or choose a partner that's overseas. But like I said, granted, again, here come that bias part. Cause I need you to be from the motherland or match my hue. Now, I have nothing wrong with an 8.5 by 11, but I'm glad you caught that. But I need that hue to be matching me. So.
But will there be, will y'all talk about eventually moving in the same?
Oh, most definitely. If I choose to date you or, and it's a connection, yes, most definitely. We're going to have the conversation of moving you.
Are you willing to
go over there? Under the current administration that we have in these United States, I don't have a problem with moving nowhere.
Rush me.
Do you need me that next day order overnight? Give me the stamp of approval.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Yes, with the current administration, I wouldn't mind moving over to anywhere else. I would be like Tina Turner and Rosie O'Donnell and all those people. I would leave and probably not come back because I don't think they pay taxes, do they? Because if anybody in Dubai looking for somebody, you know, I'm here. Now, I know you stated that you wouldn't want to do a long-distance relationship. Now, with that, I mean, with the connection part, because you're only connecting, would it then change to you either going over there? Would you still then reconsider the long distance, or how would you move in that relationship?
If I would consider going over there.
Yeah, do you consider going, like, say, if they stayed in Nigeria?
Right.
This is just an example. Nobody, no shame against nobody in Nigeria. You trying to get ate up in the comments again since we weird and bullshit and lying.
What's the truth then? Never mind. Anyway. But
the administration that's running the United States.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I haven't been on a dating site app or something. But I guess hypothetically, if somebody were to reach out some kind of way, I'm like, I communicate, and I don't know. It's kind of, I don't know. Are you way over there?
Way over here.
Yeah, exactly.
We just gotta look at the camera.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's kind of,
cause now I've had this conversation with my coworker, cause she told me she was Nigerian, or her dad's Nigerian. So she was born here in Mississippi. So her husband is Nigerian as well. So of course he's now staying here.
Okay.
But I always tell her, like, when I be getting, like, direct messages on Facebook and Instagram, and the people like, hey, you know, what's up with you? I be thinking that they scammers.
Oh, yeah.
And they said that, but that's just the perspective that has been given.
Yeah.
It is.
And I might honestly be missing out on a blessing for a good person.
Because in my head, I just see those shows where everybody sitting in the room with a phone and a scanner box.
Exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, I probably done missed out on a wife or everything, thinking it's a scam.
Now, if you are here in a relationship with somebody and their job take them across seas, that's different. I feel like that's different.
Right. Well, you met them here, so they don't care.
You already have a connection. Yeah. So then I guess I'd be more acceptable than to do long distance. But to meet somebody that I'm not going to take it serious because, I'm not going to take it serious.
You would? Why not?
You're too far. All you doing is holding casual conversation.
Yeah. And then you on the FaceTime. And
you want to touch something.
You can't.
You going to want to touch something.
Right. Exactly. And according to the update from what I see on social media, you can't show nothing on the FT no more.
Oh, you can't?
That's what they say. I don't know.
Mm. No, you can turn that off.
Really?
Yeah, the sensitivity. Yeah, you can turn it off.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. I turn mine off because I dabble from a time to time in that leisure activity of life. So
see, I don't do all that.
Yeah, I do. So and that's not a lie. So so yeah, I've dabbled, and so I made sure I turned off their sensitivity. So yeah. But now honestly, I would probably be meeting a scammer, and I just don't want to mess myself up like that. But also what gets me would be being catfished, because I'd be mad as hell.
Ooh, you thinking you look, this who you coming for?
It's going to have to be a video call.
Exactly. But
Mandatory.
But most people be like, oh, my camera ain't working. Oh,
at that point, I'm...
It's 2025. All cameras should be working now. It's not.
Yes.
Because I remember when Catfish, the show, first came out. And, they finally done got canceled now, though.
Really?
They're going off the air. After 9 seasons, they are finally going off the air.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang. Like, these people really out here pretending to be somebody
else.
And
then just think you done been communicating a year or 2 years.
Exactly.
Not seeing
nobody.
What?
Because my favorite episode, I got 3 favorite episodes from Catfish. The one when the cousin did her cousin. She was, because she was mad he called her a fat Kelly Price. She catfished him.
Had him thinking
he was talking to a dude. And everything. She went on the investigation with them to find the dude.
Yeah.
And everything. And when it came down to it, she was like, no need to look no further. It's me. Wow. And so he was like, why you do it? You my cousin. You my blood. She was like, because you call me a fat ass Kelly Price. Oh. Now, mind you, she was, on the heavy side. But for you to catfish your cousin.
She went too far.
Yes.
That is the ultimate revenge.
Exactly. And then my other 2 episodes was be the 2 day when they came here to Jackson.
We had 1 in Jackson?
We had 2 episodes in Jackson. Oh, y'all don't remember? Y'all didn't.
Nah.
1 episode was the guy was, he was on a dating app. He thought that he was talking to a transgender person. And it was actually a cis woman. She was born a female. But he thought she was transgender.
He thought he was talking to a
guy becoming a woman.
Okay.
Mm. And I never forget the episode because they went to his workplace and he worked over there off of Fortification at that little bar on the corner.
So he wanted him a transgender?
I think so. So he gave the person gave him money or he gave them money. Like they was, sending each other money and everything. They finally come to find out it was actually a full-blooded woman. Had a baby and everything. She had, she had kids or whatever. Oh, wow. And he cut up.
What would be the difference, though?
I think it would have to probably depend on the surgery.
Oh.
If you still have your
Oh.
your idol.
But she was actually a woman.
Yeah, she was born a woman.
Mm.
But she portrayed that she was trans, like she was a man becoming a woman on the site.
Mm. Right.
So I guess he was like,
he connected with
yeah, he connected with her that way. Mm. But I guess he would. I guess he was trying to be with a unicorn. Mm.
That's what it sounds.
That's
like.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was getting at.
So he didn't get a chance to get with a unicorn. I think they didn't communicate after that.
Man, they could have just did Polly.
He could have just been real with himself and say that this is what I want and stop trying to hide behind something.
But right.
True.
And he could have just been real with what he had. And then the other episode was the guy that was in the military. Thought he was talking to another guy from the military, but it wasn't. It was a
what it was.
John. It was a guy, and the fact is, I know the guy because we went to a summer camp together.
The one that got catfish.
That was doing the catfish.
Oh.
That was the guy that was catfish. We went to a summer program together, and I was like, wow, I would have
never
would have thought that you would be the one to
be
doing it.
Right.
To be the catfish. And he had the guy, when he explained it, he was like, he had the guy fly down here to Jackson, meet at the restaurant. He was like, oh yeah, I went to the restaurant and saw you at the restaurant, but I just didn't come up to you. First and foremost, you had me fly from a whole nother state to come see you.
And you didn't show up.
Yeah. Technically, he showed up,
but
he didn't show up.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I'll be mad.
Money.
Yeah, and I feel like I would be pissed off if I met somebody overseas. You got me flying to Africa, London, Dubai, and then you sitting 10 tables down just to see what I look like.
And if I ain't the cup of tea, you ain't
exactly.
Gonna.
Exactly. Mm-mm.
I'm finna fly back and feed you these hands.
It's that part. Now, when communicating, do you think that it'd be pertinent to send pictures?
Well, I don't do pictures.
You don't? You gotta do video?
I really haven't done by spell. But it's not. I think I'm a more hands-on. I need you.
In person?
Yeah.
But I'm saying for overseas, not incontinental.
Overseas? I'm scared to do overseas because I don't want to be catfish.
No, I'm saying, but if you did, would you like, you want them to send you pictures or would you like to do
video? This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
If you knew the person was legit.
I would possibly say video.
Okay.
I would say video.
How about you?
Either.
It's just something about that. I'm scared of those pictures and stuff.
I'm not doing pictures. We got to do.
Scared of the technology.
That part. I'm not doing pictures because. Let me tell you something. The way America is set up now with that AI on Facebook. y'all are very delusional.
Delulu.
Very, before y'all to be up here commenting on these people's pictures, like, oh, you so cute. That's a whole AI picture. Those are not those people. That's an AI.
I'm confused, though. Like, if I post a picture, I can document
you can.
Or something?
You can. A lot of people are doing it with them little things on Facebook.
Everybody
can't. Even them, we be thinking like you getting them recipes out of Facebook. That's AI. Them is fake pictures of their stuff. Because how you misspelling cheesecake? Feeling. C-H-S-S-E. Philadelphia don't change the spelling of cheese.
Right.
Oatmeal pies. How you misspell count? It's all this fake. And people like, oh, I got to find this in the store. You're not going to find it.
Waste your time.
Because somebody go through
with AI. It's AI. So, me personally, I need a video. Mm-hmm. And when I request a video, I want you to be like how they used to do on MySpace way back. You have a piece of paper with your name and today's date and hold it up. Be like, yeah, this me. I want you to be doing that. Because I need to make sure you are who you are. Because I just can't. Because technology is going to change, like you said, a lot.
A whole lot.
Mm-hmm. From when we used to do it, because on Skype, Skype ain't here no more. But that used to be dead. Uvu, Kick, all that stuff, man. It doesn't just, it's not the same no more. But I feel like a video would be mandatory for me to date somebody overseas.
But so you talking about in the beginning, but what if it's established and it's like, hey, send me a picture real quick.
I'm saying when we starting.
Oh, okay, video.
Yeah,
it's gonna have to be a video.
Yeah,
because I need to know.
I want to see you writing on that paper because I don't want no AI generated paper on the video deep fake. I want to see you write. I want to see everything. I don't want no play for team. I want everything from this. But I really feel like, you know what? My soul might be overseas. And I'm up here worried about all these women.
You need to go get your passport. I'm
going to have to go. Because my person might be overseas. And I'm worried about all these people running around Jackson. They ain't for everybody.
Not for everybody. I'm going to what better I say. I'm
going to
stick to what I got.
Betty was a little delusional, too. Because what did she say? Having a piece of man, Betty.
They have no man at all, baby.
My friend said she be quiet on that part.
I feel
But yeah, so I think my soulmate might be overseas and I might need to go ahead and venture out and see what's over across the lake, the pond, as the people in England say. Cause you know, that's just like what's her name? Meghan Markle. She got her whole prince. Damn. So
oh, man, got that.
Yeah, and my friends, they can't, you know, they have yet to find me somebody across the sea, so.
Must be nice.
So, friend, what you waiting on?
If I can give me a princess.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. I can marry a princess. I mean, hey. I can just marry the maid, and I can be
and
good.
Be in the
family.
That's it.
Just so get me close to the throne. I can just put my toenail and pinky nail to get close to the throne. That's it. I know you going to clean up the house today, bae. You know, fold them sheets real good.
Want to be a part of the royal family.
Yeah. They trust you more than they trust me. That's how
they
mouth.
They sure do be trusting them. Man, they trust
them. Them butlers and maids, they trust
man,
them.
Right.
So.
They go around the whole house without being questioned.
That's right. It. And them be the ones that be offing them.
Mm-hmm. They know everything.
Yeah, they know everything. Ain't everything. Nobody going to suspect the butler and the maid, did
mm-hmm. Nope.
Man, please. They be doing it. But yeah, I think my soul made across the sea. But I just I don't want to get scammed, and I want to know, do they think we be scamming them if we do that too?
I wonder that.
That's a good question.
Yeah, they might be like,
I don't think we would be scamming because we already, you know, kind of legal. But
I mean, we might be scamming to get some money.
Unless it's a prince. Yeah. Unless
you
don't want
no
royal
families,
then
okay.
Yeah.
They
got the money.
Yeah, we trying to get the money, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want to know, do they feel the same way? Be like, man, let me talk to this person. Them person in America going to contact me. And they might be fake. They might be a scam.
Do they have apps, like, specified for...
For meeting people overseas? Yeah. Probably so.
Probably.
Or you can go on Facebook and be like, you just sliding people DM. Mm-hmm. But like, me personally, I don't mind people sliding in my DMs. I talk to you, but.
I just. Oh, you ain't finna be blasting me. All in my DM. Nope.
And like I say, with pictures and videos, I be skeptical kind of sending it to you because I don't want you to really had it.
Right.
And then you be done put me out over there across the seas and everybody done seen.
Everybody coming for me then.
Yeah. And be like, my friend got this dude sending her pictures and it's him. And I'm like, so now everybody over in Africa and India and
looking
stuff.
Looking for a little nigga.
No.
Think they got one of them T apps over there?
Probably do. Are you on the T app?
Definitely not. Definitely not. I don't do enough for that, sir.
You sure?
Leave the show alone. You do that?
He swear he of God.
I was a little bit late, but I was there before they start preaching.
I got there right before worship.
See, I was able to take my tie and, communion, and
I don't miss a service.
See,
it bothers.
Well, I can't say that because sometimes when I be working overtime, I just be a little tired.
Well, that's because you have a job.
Yeah, but
overnight. Yeah, but I have to schedule everything around church. That's
I understand. Yes. Me too.
Yeah,
I missed one service, and that was for Beyonce.
Time was
it was. It really was. And how about he came and preached a sermon the next following Sunday by Beyonce? I said, don't you ever. I told him, I said, look, we can't have this. We cannot do this. You cannot talk about Beyonce.
They couldn't know about Chris Brown like they did Beyonce.
Though. Always. I don't understand why y'all be. Why y'all want to come for these celebrities like that? They ain't did nothing to y'all, but y'all out there. Y'all behind rent on, what's his name, the young boy, NBA young? Y'all behind rent on them tickets. I seen it. They might be AI-generated photos, too.
I want to go, but I'm scared of them Y-ins.
I don't trust no Y-ins, especially ones here in Mississippi.
I'm going to just watch it from social media.
But you know what? After the day, I might go find me somebody overseas.
I'm telling you,
I'm skeptical now. Cause I got a few DMs. Maybe like. I'm gonna see what they talking about. Cause you know I might be missing out on a blessing.
Right. Let me know if they're part of the royal family and they need like a mechanic or a handy person.
I'm sure they already know how to do mechanic work over there if they from Africa. Cause that's.
They could use extra help.
They could.
I got them.
That's why I stopped my sentence. They could. They could. Most definitely. So you gonna fly over there to just help them work on the car?
I would get, depending on what they offering.
I mean, currency gonna be different from what was offered over here. So they $2 might be 50 cents for us.
No.
And currency value, you know.
Do your research.
Again, your current administration changes everything.
You're right. Research will have to be done.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't want to get paid in no cows.
Mm-mm. Well, look, let me tell you something. That cow can take you a long way now.
I don't even have 5 acres
to put a cow on. Let alone the
time. It ain't going to serve me no purpose to have a few cows. You mean walking them down Old Vicksburg Road?
That's fine. That's fine. Look, walk it and then go buy you some magic beans and get you a beanstalk.
Nah.
Look, that cow can take you a long way. Get you a cow and a chicken and a horse.
I grew up with chickens. My dad had chickens.
See what I mean? And it'll take you a long way. You got your eggs. You ain't got to worry about going to the store.
True that. You right.
Got your fresh milk. Got you some beef. Ribs, hamburger meat, brisket, what all the cow can give you.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping.
You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
So, yeah.
Don't go hungry.
Yep. Just give me a bull so I can go and impregnate and get some more going on. So, you might can pay me some cows and bulls and goats and sheep and stuff. Yeah.
It's open.
Yeah. Now, you know what? Let me go.
Y'all don't get
that. I'm going to DM. But now, if you, and now, hold on, because they be sending two separate DM. One be like, you know, one girl, she wrote me on TikTok. She like, I feel like you have a positive energy. And I hope you don't feel no type of way with me asking, you know, to talk to you. The way she worded it, kind of.
She might was scared, too. Did you respond
back? I didn't. I opened it up, though. I might respond back. But when I went on the page, it was fake because the profile picture was of a black woman, but
catfish.
All of the videos is an Asian woman.
Catfish.
Maybe that was her.
Catfish. Okay. It was a catfish.
It was an Asian woman.
Maybe she wanted to venture and, because you know you would post a picture.
But why you post your profile picture of a black woman though?
I'm saying people like. Might post a profile picture of a car, something that they want or admire. Maybe she admired.
Yeah, because my profile picture technically is not
you.
Me, right. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, see? She might admire.
But it could be I think I seen your profile picture. It's like a family member, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, it's a reasoning behind it.
She
but
may have admired that black lady.
Could.
Okay, so that's like me putting a picture up of Leonardo DiCaprio. And they be like, oh, I'm talking to Leo. I'm going to add him as a friend. And then they see this guy. And they be like, this ain't no damn Leonardo.
That's my favorite actor.
They think, no, I'm not. I can't.
Nice to see
you need
video.
To respond. You need to.
I actually see your video.
So. Okay, so somebody put Angela Bassett in their profile picture. And
I'm like, first of all, you're going to not disrespect her like that. So let's take that down. Like, retina.
Exactly. So that's how I feel with her appropriating this black woman's face as a profile picture. And she a whole
Asian woman.
After
so
I see it change.
In her photos, you saw Asian.
On TikTok, all the videos, all the pictures, everything was Asian. Even the people that she's filming with is Asian. So where is you getting this? You're in even. It looks like you're in an Asian village. It's not even given American.
I was gonna send you a video.
Yeah.
The TikTok videos made up for all of it because they're not reposted. That she videoed them because you know on TikTok they have your username in your video.
Mm.
It was her. So no, that's why I said I'm let that message sit there because you ain't finna scam me.
I asked for a video. Hey, video call me.
No, and if I do a video, you writing your name. I don't want to see you write no AI deep fake stuff. But I like, again, I'm going to see what's up. Go on and give me a person from overseas. Say it out.
My brother got him an Asian woman.
How that's going for him?
They're engaged.
Okay, congrats.
Yeah. I haven't met her yet. Mm-hmm. They know. They
wait.
I mean, hey.
They engaged and you haven't met her?
She's overseas.
Yeah. She overseas?
No, they in Texas.
Mm. And you haven't met her? No. Has he met her?
Yeah.
They did.
Oh, I'm just making sure. Because you ain't met her. Has he? But he come home, right?
Not like.
He hadn't been since.
Aww.
So they'll probably meet at the wedding.
Yeah. Aww. Hey, it ain't mine.
You don't want to like go to text me like, hey, I just want to make sure you know.
I mean, he don't need my approval. He's older than I am.
Oh, yeah.
That don't mean nothing.
He don't need
my
approval.
He know what he doing.
If he decided to and get engaged.
I like how you use the pen for how you use the physical representation, you know, the visuals.
And decide to put a ring on it.
That's his choice.
Hey, that is his choice.
Congratulations, bro.
Because I wasn't there.
The beginning of
none of it. No, exactly. I'm not being. Not with no siblings. I can't do that. Friends. What?
Are you? What you mean?
Nothing.
So wait, you choose your friends, mates? What?
No, nothing. That was like a, that's a whole different conversation.
Like he probably just would voice his opinion. Oh, or something. I do that.
I do that for everybody.
Yeah.
Let me hush, cause
I do that.
Yeah, I don't want to be in. I don't want to. Damn, I'm trying not to be a counselor.
It's no way. You just got to say it's no way.
Well,
ain't nowhere around it, Deshaun. It is what it is.
I'm gonna just keep it, but no. Yeah, I don't need it. He don't need my approval. So.
Okay.
But like you say, at the wedding, I will be happy to.
Yeah. Are you in the wedding?
I don't want to be.
It's in the making, John.
You don't want to be in your brother's wedding?
I don't really like being in the spotlight. I like.
Who said you was gonna be in the spotlight?
Cause he up there, everybody looking at him.
When you're in the wedding, but you're who like said literally...
that you? Who said you were gonna be the best man or something?
I don't even want to be up front because everybody in the crowd looking. I like to blend in.
That's me, Deshaun.
See, I like to blend in.
You know what? I would love to be in someone's wedding. No. I would love to be a groomsman. I'm always an usher. Or a rain bearer.
I'd rather be a
nigga. I've been a bridesmaid and I finally made it to the bride stage. So.
Or I'd be a guest. I'm tired of signing the book. I want to be somebody groomsman.
Mm-mm. Put them in, coach.
I want to walk down somebody's aisle with somebody. Let me do one wedding.
Gotcha. It might be yours, though, John. You get cross-seed.
Let me tell you something. I'm not doing a wedding. I'm going to the choir. I'm serious.
Why?
At least, my friend at just least went to the courthouse.
And what was how many times have you been married?
I think that's her first time getting married.
Mm.
And you know this friend. Yeah.
Oh.
So congratulations to her.
Friend. Oh yeah. You did it the right way, girlfriend. You did that.
Went to the courthouse.
I didn't know that.
And congrats on your nuptials.
Yeah, and go spend that money elsewhere.
Then right.
True.
Mm-hmm. Go again. Even our coworker, Ebony, she got married at the courthouse. Congratulations on your nuptials.
Second go round, I probably will.
Oh.
My sister took care of my first one.
Oh, you got it like that.
No, she got it like
she
that.
Is your sister married?
No.
Is she looking?
Yes.
Okay.
No, sir.
What you mean, no, sir?
What, no, sir. No.
Hey, that's your sister. They come in on the video.
What video?
One video on Facebook.
Name
start with a V.
Yeah.
All right, say less. Say less, sir. Say less, sir. That's all I need to do.
I can carry the rest of the way.
I can carry the rest of the way.
Mm-mm.
Say less.
Led me no, that way.
Sir. Yep. No, that, you ain't said nothing but a word.
Throw some dirt right now.
Look.
No, sir.
You say less. We are good to go. You. I let you know because she commented on the video. I read it on the Facebook. Add friend. Let her know when she get a friend request.
She don't even be on. Because she commented. Never mind.
Yeah, she ain't seen it. Yeah, buddy. Run it off.
No, sir. Run
it off. Not brother in law. Brother in law.
Brother
in law. Brother in law. But let me not mess up my chances for my overseas bae. Yeah.
See? I think you see.
You no, I ain't stopping my chances with your sister either, now. I'm saying what your sister look like. She nice looking like.
She is?
Yeah. Why you say it like that? She is. Like, why you say it so happy? Yeah. Like,
Because you ain't.
Don't worry about
what you mean I ain't?
That's what he said. Don't worry about that.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about that, John.
Okay, well. If that's how you feel, we'll let your sister decide. So, anyway, We're gonna table that discussion and come back to it. Yeah. So Deshaun's sister just be looking out for a friend request today. So we're gonna go ahead and slide into our next segment of the show. It's gonna be Name That Theme Song. We have a brand new round of songs. So as you can see, because Deshaun, he reaching for it. I guess he gonna win today, y'all. So as you see, Tamika, God dog, bro, you good?
My bad.
As you see, Tamika, we have blindfold. Okay. So we are gonna ask for you all to both put on your blindfold. So I will be playing music. Mm-hmm. You're gonna guess the theme song to these TV shows.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Shows. I'm not going to play a lot because I don't want YouTube to ban our channel. So let this disclaimer be no. I do not own the rights to the music or to the artistry of these songs that's going to be played on this show. I don't want to mess up your nice braids because you got okay. It. You got that hair hard and laid.
It's okay. It ain't going nowhere, baby.
Okay.
She could get me right after this segment.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, you're going to put your blindfold on. All right. So, as you can see, the contestants has placed their blindfolds on their eyes, and they cannot see. Can you see, Deshaun?
No, sir.
You got how many fingers I'm holding up?
To me,
it's probably the middle finger.
Yeah, you don't. How many fingers I'm holding them there?
The middle.
Okay, you good. How many fingers I'm holding
them? I don't know. Tamika can't see without her glasses.
Look, I can't see or hear without mine, so I understand what you're talking about. I understand where you coming from. I can't hear or read without mine. Let me see. Since Deshaun took my pen for visual.
Oh, my bad.
Visual.
It was right here.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh.
All right. Are you all ready? Now, let me see how many shows I got for y'all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nope. Mm-hmm. I watch.
Oh, we can discuss what we kind of watch.
Yep.
Do you got that on the list, John?
No. Mm. So now again,
what, do Chicago Fire have a theme song?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I will check that out for when we do another round.
I've never listened to the music. I'm ready for because the show.
911 thing on the theme song. I don't think.
No, they have a doo-doo. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah.
So I'm gonna take score. We're gonna say three rounds.
Okay.
We're gonna do three rounds. We got.
I watch like a lot of movies. I should watch stream my movies.
We got 15 songs, so we're gonna do three rounds of five.
All right.
Alrighty. So now, like I said, we do not own the rights to this music or the artistry behind the music. So some of these songs are from our childhood, some are from our teenage years, some are from our adulthood. So we're gonna just make sure that you listen to it. Okay, are you all ready?
Yes, sir.
Here go the first song.
Customer.
Oh, we got an ad, y'all. So, but yeah.
Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Okay, y'all ready?
Golden Girls.
Okay, good job, Tamika.
Thank you. Oh,
now, the funny part about this episode, about this show, we talked about this last episode with Janae. And she gave you that theme song. So I said, I'm going to put it on this show. Hopefully,
he'll remember it.
But I guess not. All right. So I'm keeping score. So right now, Tamika's in the lead, Deshaun. All right. Next song.
Oh, Jefferson.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Good job. Good job. Proud of you. Finally. We got one. Yeah,
okay. All right.
Okay.
Are you trying to cheat?
No, not at all. Okay. All right. Y'all ready?
Martin.
I'm proud of you, Deshaun. Look at you.
Like you don't watch TV.
Proud of you.
That's a classic, though.
All these are classics. What are you saying?
Well, I'm saying Martin is like.
He's a staple in the community.
Yeah. Even I could get Martin. So okay. I feel like. Anybody. Well, probably not my son, but I feel like anybody can get Martin.
Now, Tamika, don't be up here letting Deshaun beat you. You can chime in.
Oh, no,
he ain't got
that,
no buzzer. Just go on in there.
Oh, because he did that.
I probably won't get no more.
Exactly.
No, I really don't.
Don't you try to show out this game?
I really don't watch TV, though.
Okay. All right. Y'all ready for the next?
I got to go cut grass and leave him.
Here go the next song.
That sounds like one of them Disney shows.
I don't know what that is.
So, yeah, you threw off the music, Deshaun.
Hi, what did I...
He touching the microphone. Leave the microphone alone. Just... So, I'm going to play the music again.
That ain't this a Raven or something?
No, that Raven would have been came in rapping her verse. So oh. This, I'm going to give you the clue.
Kim Impossible.
No.
Oh.
The clue is it came on UPN.
UPN? What is it? There you go.
Dang. That was
before.
No, it was not.
UPN. I thought everybody was saying UPS
and
or something.
And now one of the characters was on Disney Channel. She had a show on Disney Channel. Her dad was a sports anchor.
Oh.
Miley
Cyrus. Yeah.
No.
Oh. Look, we were thinking about the same person.
Yeah, I give up.
Yeah.
One-on-one. Kyla Pratt. She had a show on Disney Proud Family.
Show.
One. I don't know nobody that one-on-one.
Her dad was the news. He was the news anchor turned sports
anchor. Oh.
It's one on one. That's the name of the show.
One on one.
Yes.
Oh.
Yep. Flat out. Flex flat out. Yep.
Okay.
Let's say I need you to get it together, Deshaun. All right. Next. So nobody got a point on that one. Next.
This.
Yeah, you go, Tamika.
Oh.
It was the Parkers.
Okay. Oh no, I was about to say something else.
What you finna say?
Oh, I was about to say Kim Impossible again.
No. All right, so y'all tied up still in this first round.
2-2.
2-2. All right, this is the last song for this round.
Okay.
Let me see. Yep, this is going to be the last song for this round.
I had to wait 6 months to
Girl,
get
Girl, don't nobody care about this cash cow thing you get.
Highland
Cow.
Okay. Check, 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 check,
check, check, check.
That,
there you go, Tamika.
I did.
This is the original Living Single.
I recognize it. I do recognize that.
That was the original Living Single theme song. Yes, that's the original when they first came out. So, Tamika won the first round. So yeah. All right, y'all ready for some round two?
Mm-hmm.
Round two. It's loading up, y'all.
Moesha.
Okay. I'm gonna get both y'all it. Good job. All right, now Deshaun, I hope you get this next song. But I feel like you're going to get it, but I don't know.
Must be Rugrats or something.
No, it's a staple in our community, though.
Oh.
Cosmic. There you go. Oh. Give my friend high five, friend. There you go.
I was about to say Sanford and Son or something.
No, Deshaun. It wasn't Sanford and Son.
See, I watched that with my dad. Sanford and Son, Bonanza, The Walker.
I watched Sanford and Son.
Now, I got one song on here I know for sure y'all ain't going to get, but. Okay, y'all ready to
Walker,
make
Texas song? Ranger on
no,
there?
No, it ain't Walker, Texas Ranger. I should have. That was good. It's a good one. Might eight. Let's see.
Full House. That ain't Full House?
Thank you.
Shaw, dang. Cat, dog it.
Thank you, Tamika.
Nah, you got it.
That's what? I got to wait.
Okay, my bad. Dang. I just knew I had that one.
Not at all.
I did watch Full House, though.
I'm glad you watched it. I did, too, but the wrong answer. All right, next song.
Oh, them two boys, they was brothers.
Yes, correct.
I can't think of the name, though. They was bad as crap.
No, really? I don't think they were really bad.
You don't think so?
I'm going to give you the point because you know.
What the name of it is?
What channel did they? I'll give you the point if you know what channel they came on.
I ain't going to remember what channel. Dang. Sure. I just looked at the guy and looked at names. I ain't pay attention. Now you can't tell me they wasn't bad.
It was on Disney. Yeah. Now, okay, last song for this round.
Okay.
Now I already know y'all not gonna get these. Now, you know what? Y'all might get it if you watched it with your mama and your grandmama.
Oh sure. I might get that then.
Okay. You said about Golden Girls and you couldn't get it.
I ain't watched Golden Girls.
Your mama watched it though.
She did. But hold on, time out. If you review, I said somebody in the house watched it.
You still got it wrong. Okay. All right, here we go.
Because I remember being in the house and hearing that theme song. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was like, yeah.
Well, you might have heard this song. Hopefully, you know the title. Here it comes.
There's
Touched by an Angel.
No. I was about to say Heartland or something.
What?
My mom would love some Heartland. I thought there was something that maybe, I don't know.
I'm going to need you, Deshaun, to get it together.
What did I do?
Yeah, it was Touched by an Angel. Della Reese sung that song.
Oh, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Della Reese.
I wouldn't have gotten that. My bad.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, looks like Tamika is two. To your loose. Come on, Deshaun. All right. Last round, people, and we're gonna go into our next segment after this. So y'all ready?
Yep.
All right. I know for sure y'all got this one. It's an ad. Hold on. It's loading up. Hold on, y'all. Get it ready for y'all.
Looks like Trouble in Paradise at the hottest festival of the year has played.
CSI. First 48. That ain't it? CSI?
Nope.
It's something like that.
CIS?
Though.
No, it's not. I don't care how you rearrange
it. It's a crime show.
It is a crime show.
Damn, don't tell me.
I really should have it. Hawaii 5-0?
I didn't say that.
Law and Order.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dang it. Okay.
It was Law and Order.
Yeah. Now, we watch this kind of stuff, Deshaun.
See, I said exactly. A lot of them. I just couldn't pinpoint.
You could have chose any Law and Order, SVU.
I know I binge watched it on
set. All right, here go the next one. Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you? What station? It's probably this is before my time. I used to watch it growing up though.
Baywatch.
No. Y'all give up.
I don't even know. I haven't heard that one.
Okay, so I'll give y'all the answer to this one because the answer is in the song. It's different strokes. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, so
got
all right, so we got another one for y'all. The name done been said. The TV show has been said in the song. Now 702 sing the song because that's one of their songs. They made the theme song.
What's the 702? Queen, you said Queen Sage. He knows how to get down.
That's Disney.
It's Nickelodeon. Now, y'all give up?
I really didn't watch Nickelodeon.
Oh. Now, this show doesn't get the accolades it should.
What it is?
Cousin Skeeter.
Yeah.
Cousin Skeeter.
Would have never
guessed. No. Yeah. Megan Good was on this show.
She was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. Okay, Megan.
Mm-hmm. All right. Y'all ready for the next one?
Still ain't. No. Proud family.
Okay. You get both of y'all it. Good job. Proud of y'all. Y'all know that one. Good job. Okay. We got two more songs, and then we're going to go into our next segment of the show. No, we got three more songs. I'm sorry. Y'all ready? Here you go. It be loading kind of slow up in here, don't it? I'm proud of you, Deshaun. You got at least 2 points on these.
No, I know I got more than 2 now.
No.
This is a big rich town. Power.
Good job, Deshaun.
I know I got more than 2 points. See, you know what?
Deshaun, you had 2 points round one, 2 points round two.
You talking about each? I thought you
each counting. Round you're coming up with two.
I thought you was counting all together.
No.
My bad, because
I separated it.
I was about to pull my.
You don't watch Power Ring? Mm-mm. What are you doing with life?
I don't watch The Shy. I don't watch none of that.
The Shy?
Yeah, all this
stuff they watch. Oh, my gosh. You are missing out on life.
The Shy?
Yeah.
What the heck is
that? Next song, because...
That sounds like something else.
We got to talk after this, because... A phone
that can tell you what you're looking at. That's a commercial?
It was.
Oh. That's a commercial, too?
No, this is the theme song.
Oh! Hillbilly. Not Hillbilly. They be outside drinking a beer.
I'm gonna give you the point, Deshaun. You good. King of the Hill.
Yeah.
King of the Hill. Okay, Deshaun, trying to come back. Are you free?
Hold on, let me regroup myself.
Deshaun trying to come back.
Let me regroup myself. Because he had me thinking he ain't know nothing.
He finna win the last round, but you still won too, you know.
Yeah. See, you know what?
All right, so last song, y'all. Let's do it.
Scuba. Let's scuba.
Come on, Deshaun.
Gone, Deshaun.
Deshaun, don't. All right, so as y'all can go and take your blindfolds off. That was the last song. Congratulations. Good job, Deshaun. I'm proud of you. You moving better in life.
You did good.
You did good, Deshaun.
Appreciate it.
You might need a frame, Nix. This is good. This your best game since.
He came with
today. Yeah, you went home and watched some TV. I'm proud of you. I am proud of you.
Thank you, sir.
Very proud. All right, let's move on into this next segment. This is one of Deshaun's favorite segments. He loves this segment.
Yep.
So we appreciate everyone for, you know, writing in to us for this segment. So on this segment, we listen, but we don't judge. But we gon' judge.
He gon' judge.
I like those listen
and don't judge. Yeah. So, segment is we listen, but we don't judge. But we gon' judge. But I'm gon' judge. I might not judge. It depends on the situation. Okay. All right, so this person writes in, so I am so glad to be writing in to get a chance, to get some type of clarification on my perspective. I'm a young guy that currently works in the entertainment industry.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Hey.
Okay. Content creator. What kind of, what you do?
Let's keep reading.
Well, I have a friend that I have started to fall in love with and been knowing them for 6 years. Mm-hmm. Well, the issue is I told them I like them, but the whole situation has changed. We don't really talk anymore. We just look, and I lost a friend over the fact of me liking the guy. Oh, you a sugar flip.
I'm confused. Hold on.
He's in the entertainment industry. Right. He's falling in love with this guy that he has known for 6 years.
Okay.
He's lost a friendship from liking this guy.
Oh, okay.
But now he says, now I keep a rotation and my roster is never empty. But I want to change. I want to change, and I feel like that guy for 6 years is my soulmate. Bless your heart. Before you all try and read and come for me, I am a young black male, age 25, college educated. And I say that because I am bi, because I can pull both with no hesitation.
Okay.
Well, excuse the hell out of me then.
Okay, young black male.
You know what I'm saying?
With no hesitation.
We listening, don't judge.
Don't judge it out.
You like?
What should I do? Fix my friendship with my friend guy or let him be? Or should I... should I let the guy know that I, how I feel, and let him know he is my soulmate, or should I just keep my roster full and settle down when I'm ready? Could I get some type of advice? P.S. The bald head do be petty on the show, and John, you read too hard.
Dang.
But I've been liking your guest. Like, but I've been liking your guest lineup lately.
You know,
signed
what?
Torn Heart of Mississippi.
Yeah, take that education and stick it.
Don't
to where you want
shine.
Him to stick it, goddammit.
Oh, you mad? You big mad? So, first and foremost, Torn Heart of Mississippi.
Torn Heart.
I appreciate you for writing into the show. I'm going to let Tamika give her opinion, then I'm going to let Deshaun give his, because I think he's mad at you.
Okay, Torn Heart. My first question is, this friend that you've been liking 6 years, Is this supposed to be the person that they have a friendship, but he wanted more?
I think this is somebody that he done worked with in the entertainment
but
industry.
But he has what? So he,
I guess he must have lost a friendship with somebody else due to this. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm guessing.
So torn heart. Now, is the guy that you're crushing on, is he bi, or, you know, do he seem to have the same interest in you?
Yeah.
Is the question.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that, you know, if the friendship ended on a bad note, that's something that you will probably want to rekindle, because, I mean, I had a friendship that, and I tried to rekindle, but I'm not having love, so I just let it go.
You touched
your mic,
so.
But I don't, if you haven't made a encounter at this guy that's in the industry, or if he hasn't given you the flag that he's liking on you, then I don't know, you might need to keep your roster open.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you're ready, just reading, but we need to know if the other party is ready as well, you know, is accepted of what you're trying to bring to him. Young, educated black man.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What you got to say, Deshaun?
Don't go hard.
Because you be petty. He said it.
He said
you be petty.
Don't be petty.
Because you ain't got to worry. I'm going to read his ass in a minute. No, Didi.
I really don't be petty.
He said you be petty.
He said in his thing. I don't know. I don't get that from you, Deshaun.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I don't get that from you, but I'm...
because this opinion can really, he can go shit fire. I don't know. But you know what? Okay. I can be petty.
I mean, he said you are petty, so.
He said it. I don't know.
I'm just reading what the person wrote us.
Let me give me this.
Okay. But yeah,
you can go shit fire, I'll lock you. Anyway.
Oh, he got you mad because you don't never curse on the episode.
See that?
He mad.
Don't look like that type of person. This
is
my first.
Oh, he done made you mad.
No. I feel like that person really need to know and be on the same accord.
Right.
See if it's on. See if you're on the same accord first, because this is coming from experience. Don't lose a friendship over what you want and it ain't what they want.
Right.
Because
right.
I've had a friend to. Well, I guess it is what it is. I've had a friend to shoot they shot, and that ain't a part of my resume.
You just like the friend zone.
Yes.
No, the story that you told me last week.
Where they worked at?
Huh?
It just, I don't know. Was this the neighbor of somebody I know, or
I think so.
The old coworker.
The coworker.
No, this is no.
Oh.
Now I respect the former coworker because it was a conversation.
Gotcha.
But the neighbor of somebody I know, there was no conversation.
Oh, okay.
It was
yeah.
just a straight
yeah.
shot.
Yeah.
So I had to hit the matrix. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
So, but make sure they are on the same accord right. before you try and shoot your shot. If you ain't on the same accord, keep your roster.
Yeah.
So that's all I got to say. Fucking
man. All right. So again, Mr. Torn Heart of Mississippi. Is it Torn Heart? Torn Heart of Mississippi. I'm going to hold your hand with a napkin in between when I say these.
See, this is the petty one.
I'm not petty. He said that you are petty. He said the bald head do be petty.
What he said about you,
John? I think that's probably what made you upset. He called you bald head.
But it's nice on you, Deshaun.
Because I headbutt your
butt. Oh, you got him real mad. He cursing on the show. And he said, John, you do read too hard. And that's why I say I'm going to continue to hold your hand with a napkin when I say this. But, let that man go. And if your roster stand, what you mean?
Let him go.
Let that man go. That's he not apparently that's not your.
He can't let go because he hasn't applied the pressure.
Well, if he has a whole full roster, he has a rotation.
But he that's what he
people
want.
Are capable.
He want that
of,
one of 6 years, but. He ain't made
if you ain't applied the pressure within 6 years, then something ain't right. Something wrong with you, Torn Heart.
Torn Heart. Yeah. Come
fed.
On, man up, Torn Heart. Man up.
So, if you want that Chico stick, then you need to go,
need to go
and talk to them.
Stick.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't let it linger on long.
Because you're gonna mess around and miss your blessing. Because he probably done, then you gotta find out if he like it like that.
See, we just had this earlier in this
exactly
overseas. You need to go get your
get, that's what I'm saying. So, but you got a rotation lined up right here, I see.
Because
you said no hesitation.
So you still got them lined up, but.
Yeah.
Your heart entered it somewhere else. But
yeah.
Will you truly be ready to give that up for that?
That 6 years. And then, because what if that person that you think is your soulmate ain't really your soulmate? You know,
you need to make conversation.
Yeah.
You've been lusting long enough.
Just exactly.
Apply the pressure.
Go on and get that done and out the way and be like, hey, this what's up.
Yes.
So, I ain't going to read you too hard since you said I read too hard.
Mm. Ooh, he said that.
I ain't gonna do you wrong, but I am going to hold your hand with a napkin.
Petty Deshaun.
Deshaun, you should have held his hand with a napkin in between.
Nah, I ain't holding your hand at all. I'm gonna leave you hanging.
Cause he did you wrong.
But to our heart, I mean, you have to communicate though. You need to. I mean, you're just watching afar, but you need to present it to him to see if you guys are, you know, on the same level. Is that something that has possibly crossed his mind?
Is it?
Or whatever, but. Yeah, but it, I mean, if you got a roster, he possibly sees this, and he's probably not gonna be interested because you got a lot going on.
If he's, if he's on the same accord, I'm quite sure that person is gonna bring up their roster. And you just let him know.
What if he don't even know that dude got a roster?
That's better.
Shoot. If he doesn't know that he doesn't have a roster. Yeah. I mean, you've been doing good little hiding it. So, but of course you need to present it to him and just don't let it keep lingering on.
True.
Because then, in the end, he might end up with somebody and you'll be mad that you missed out on your opportunity.
Exactly.
You know? So you do need to go and apply a little pressure, as they say, for with something that you're interested
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Go and mark your territory. Say what's going to be said. Do what you got to do.
And just be prepared for whatever the outcome is.
Exactly. Because if he rejects you until you get the fuck on, just get the fuck on.
Be prepared. You tried. You know, that's something you can
let
go now.
That's strong. If it shouldn't be that strong of an approach, though.
Why not?
I mean, just like...
Yeah, because I know you for some years don't mean you won't still reject me. And
that was a hard rejection, though.
It's 2025.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not like how it would be. Because, I mean, when I asked your sister on Facebook and she reject me...
I'm blocking all of that.
If your sister be like, get the fuck on, little boy, you know, and hey, I got to be like, oh, is she, you know.
I'm blocking everything.
I'm just gonna be at the free throw line.
So. I'm gonna take the rim off.
It's fine. I'm still gonna hit the backboard. It's perfectly fine. Bro Law, why you gotta do me like that?
Mm-mm.
Don't do me like that, Bro Law. But yeah, Torn Heart, congratulations on being educated.
Probably cheated.
You really mad at this man, huh?
Cause he called
you petty.
I'm probably one of the quietest ones on the show.
Yeah. You are.
See, how can I be petty?
He might be crushing on you, though. Who's to say?
And he didn't say that.
He didn't say that, but no. You know, there could be a sublime issue.
It's
different ways.
Okay, I'm not gonna say it like
we that. Don't know this guy.
We don't know him. We don't.
Hell, it could have been the troll that wrote they wrote one of them comments.
Okay, well, I I'm okay. I'm okay.
It's okay, Torn Heart. But go for what you know. You got to ask him out for a drink or
whatever.
What you mean? Do?
Just kind of have a conversation.
Don't.
Because he might not be that way, and he can take that the wrong way, too.
Okay. Well, but I feel like he done seen something for him to want to pursue.
Mm-hmm. That ain't got to be the reason. I'm telling you right now. Because it can just happen.
Well, Torn Heart. Have a conversation.
Go on and just tell the man how you feel. Go on about this.
Pull him to the side and you have a conversation. Mm-hmm. And if it's that way, then the next step you go for drinks or dinner or something. But you have to let him know that you're interested.
That part.
That's the first step. You can't. You've been lusting 6 years now. It's just time to go on.
That's a marriage right there,
yeah,
almost.
Yeah, and I mean, if then too, if you're just lusting and just want to try it, I mean, you just should let him know.
He's like, you want to try that.
He's been liking him for 6 years.
He's buying. He's been liking him for 6 years. So
he just want to drive that car.
He might want to drive, though.
I mean, it's nothing wrong with test driving, but it's not my cup of tea.
It's always a return policy. I mean, hey.
Ain't nothing wrong.
Just again, be protected when you do it.
Right.
How about your
or not. Live your life.
About the hell.
Live your life, Torn.
You, I mean, you only get one, but now if you live your life with that guy you've been listening for 6 years and you get something, then what you going to do?
Guess you wonder if it was worth those 6 years.
Exactly. And then what if it be like how old girl last week was? She dated the barber. She messed with the barber the first time. The barber went what she thought was hitting on, then she let him come back and he finally started hitting right. So yeah. What if it might not be what he think it is?
He might have to go
back to the roster.
He has to double
back. Or go back to the roster. Or add him to the roster.
Well, yeah, you can add to the roster. Mm. But I think he say that's his soulmate, so I think he's trying to make them.
I really want to talk to Torn Heart.
If it ain't hitting.
DM me, Torn Heart.
If it ain't hitting, can you?
Because I think I have more stuff for you, but I really would like an interaction. interaction. DM me. Get at me so we could just finish this.
That's another topic.
Yeah.
What?
If you feel.
What? Don't be petty with it.
I'm not.
He's petty. He can't help it.
If you have that connection with somebody, mm-hmm. and you think they're your soulmate, and it just don't hit, or they don't hit,
they ain't your soulmate. Well, I mean,
it's not. I haven't found my soulmate.
I found mine, but they getting married. So
it's a strong connection, but the they just don't hit it right. Would you settle?
Hell no. I like water parks.
Okay. I mean, I was just wondering. So,
and he has the best of both worlds.
Exactly. Right. If my water park ain't giving me guys a foul, I can't settle for that.
Hey,
it
is what it is.
College,
so,
right?
if
not Collins. Guys
are fine. I gotta go to Collins. I mean, not Collins. Like, yeah, guys are fine. Philadelphia. If it ain't giving me guys a foul, I'm not settling for a slipping slide.
Yeah.
I mean, I want more than a slipping slide. I want the lazy river and everything.
That person don't do it for him.
But then they come with a soul tie, so.
Mm-hmm. You just need to be prepared. You need to have that conversation to one heart.
Yeah. Before we get to all that.
Before we go for drinks, dinner, just kind of pull them to the side and let them know what the bim bim is.
That part.
Yeah. 6 years is a long time.
It really is.
It is a long time.
Ooh, you're hurting yourself.
Mm-mm. Don't let it go on for 7.
Please. Stop it right now. Stop and let him know.
So you've been in love with this man since you was 21?
You've been lusting, but you still been trying to live, your life because
He's 25.
He's 25
now. Okay.
But you,
19.
Yeah, 19.
You need to let him know. Yeah. So you can get past that support.
I think I got married at 21.
Oh, that's early. You just was able to drink.
I knew what I wanted, though.
That's what you wanted.
That's what you knew what you wanted then.
I knew what I wanted, and I thought we could build it.
Okay.
I thought I could get it with that partner. Yeah.
Different pages. Understood.
Oh, yeah. Definitely different books.
Yes.
Everybody ain't on the same volume you on, or the third edition you be on.
Mm-mm. Mr. Torn Heart
of Mississippi, I hope that you can write us again to give us some more clarity and see if you did ask this young man out that you've been knowing for 6 years. And we're going to work on Deshaun's petty attitude so that he does not be petty no more on this show.
He can't help it. He don't mean it in no harm, I don't think.
I don't think so.
I'll just be chilling.
Yeah, he's nice, Mr. Torn Heart. Now, John, he said something about you, too.
I read. He said I read too hard.
Don't call me if you need help changing the flat.
Who, me?
He's a mechanic.
Oh.
Oh. Well, I mean.
You do mechanic work?
I'll take the rest of them off.
He dabbles.
Oh.
I went to school. So, I grew up. My dad was a neighborhood mechanic guy. Bikes, lawnmowers, cars, trucks, whatever needed to be fixed, they brought it to my dad. And that's where I started, my little shade tree mechanic
journey. So you
journey.
Could do a window.
And then I went to school for it to learn how to work on my own crap. And then people started calling me, and it turned into like a whole thing.
So okay.
Yeah.
John called him one time. Deshaun never.
I ain't say nothing about John.
John called him one time to ask him to change catalytic converters.
You did not.
Deshaun has yet to change catalytic converters.
You did not call me.
So I went and bought a brand new. I bought a brand new.
You
vehicle.
Called you.
Because Deshaun never was able to change my catalytic converters on my Equinox.
You did not call me to change no catalytic converter on that thing.
Okay, we're gonna discuss this after the show.
You had me.
I don't want to embarrass you in front. I don't want to embarrass you in front of your sister.
You had me trying.
My future wife.
You had me definitely not.
So
you had me trying to fix the AC.
Yeah,
because
I need a compressor.
I asked him for a heater core and a catalytic converter.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get this stuff?
We're going to, let's table this discussion, and we're going to come back, because I don't want to embarrass you in front of your, in front of my future wife.
When I get done cutting grass, I got some other color.
I don't want to embarrass you in front of my future wife, okay? Because I know she's watching. Mm-hmm. So, I want to say thank you to Miss Raina for letting us use her building. So, I appreciate her for letting us do that. And I want to also say thank you to Tamika for coming today.
Anytime. I enjoyed it.
And was this your first podcast?
Yes.
So we popped another podcast, Cherry.
Yeah. Boy, pop.
We on the road.
It was a good pop, though. It was a good pop.
So we appreciate popping your cherry.
I ain't
your...
mess up nothing.
Nah, you ain't playing. Well, I'm glad you didn't mess up nothing. You know, the ride was right. You know, we did a good ride. Good job. Proud of you. So, yes, sir.
Before we end the show, I need you to put that W right there. Because you did it on her.
Yes, and Deshaun did win.
One round.
I don't like losing, so he needs to be prepared for the next one.
I'm a circle yoga.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
So make sure that you follow us on all social media. We are on Instagram at say.what.now24, and we are also on TikTok at saywhatnowpodcast. We are on our platforms, which is Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. So make sure you reach out to us for another opinion. We're gonna have another episode where Deshaun will probably lose at a game. So be sure to tune in.
I'm a petty one though.
He's very petty.
We need that to start putting a towel in that chair over there.
A towel for what?
In that chair when we got a first time.
A pop cherry.
Yeah.
I ain't mess up though.
Okay, well, we know what Deshaun does with his chairs. So y'all have a great rest of the day, and follow us on those social media so we can let y'all know when our next episode will be driving.